Antonio Vivaldi captured the feeling of springtime for this part of his composition, The Four Seasons. Now, 300 years later, another composer is drawing from the same inspiration. Rivers Cuomo. On Sunday, his band Weezer will release the first of four albums they're putting out this year, each one inspired by a different season. Of course, the first will be spring. Now, the whole project is called Seasons, spelled S-Z-N-Z. Rivers Cuomo says Vivaldi was very much an influence.
In each of the four EPs, at least one of the songs interpolates one of his riffs. For example, the first song on Spring is called Opening Night. People are going to hear that, and they're going to be like, wait a minute, what is that?
Shakespeare makes me happy. Shakespeare makes me happy. So happy, and I'm happy to be with you.
It's fun to take a bit of one of his ideas and set my own lyrics to it and try to make it sound like a modern rock song.
Yeah, you know, and it's Shakespeare in the Park seems to be a part of your springtime experience, and it also plays a big role in that song, Opening Night. Is that what you were going for on that?
I just had this sketch in my notebook from a couple years ago. We were on tour. It was actually in the summer. Don't tell anyone, but it was summertime. And I think we were way out in the woods in Ohio or something, and there was a Shakespeare company that was doing, I forget which play it was, but I was there with my wife, and you know, we were lying out under the stars, and it was just so idyllic. And so the next morning, doing my morning pages, I just kind of described the scene, and then a few years later I'm writing Seasons, like looking back through old notes, and there it was, and I was like, oh, this would be perfect.
Tell us what your approach is to this project, to the Seasons project. What's your mission statement? What are you trying to do with this?
Well, we actually had a mission statement, so I'm glad you asked. It was to pick up where we left off with our last album. It's called OK Human. It's Weezer with an orchestra. And setting aside all commercial concerns and just really delving into my love for classical music and opera music and just go all out with the crazy composition and the melodies. And so that's what we did.
Yeah. And, you know, your band, Weezer, just turned 30, right? Like about a month ago?
Yeah, I guess so. We formed on Valentine's Day of 1992.
Wow. So I think there's a lot to be said for a group that can stay together as long as you have. What do you think accounts for that longevity? And that ability to just stay together and not get on each other's nerves to the point where you just want to never be near each other again.
I feel like we all benefited a lot from getting married, not to each other, to women, and like going through couples therapy and learning how to communicate and compromise. And like, we didn't have any of those skills when we started, and there were definitely some rough patches, but everyone's so chill now. It's great.
Okay, so when you're thinking about spring songs, I mean, what does spring mean to you? What kind of ideas and concepts come to mind?
Well, you know, the typical things you think about: coming back to life, rebirth, coming out of a long, cold hibernation.
And that is exactly what I heard in the song All This Love.
With a key and a kite, waiting for lightning to strike, camping out in the field by my house. I forgot how to live, how to love, how to give, how to sing with a mask on my mouth.
I mean, it seems to almost be a nod to the pandemic in that, you know, we're all kind of coming out of it. It feels like we're entering a better stage, or maybe a more free stage. Tell us about that song, All This Love, and if the pandemic had anything to do with the timing of it being a spring song.
Yeah, that song is all about just this incredible feeling of pent-up energy and wanting to express yourself and go out and be social and share your love. The chorus is really explosive and says, I got all this love I've been saving up, let me let it out.
Let me let it out. I've got all this love that I've been saving.
on another level of just thinking of how I've at times I've had this tendency to be too intellectual and not instinctual enough about art. And so there's a nod to the scientific way of creativity, reference to Benjamin Franklin there, the opening line, with a key and a kite waiting for lightning to strike. That's me like thinking too hard about how to go about my creativity instead of just letting it flow.
Were you always more intellectual instead of instinctual when it comes to your art? Is that something that you've always been, or maybe developed as the band started to get more popular and more successful?
Oh, I've had that instinct since before Weezer even existed. I remember being a teenager and like being so curious about music theory, and at the same time thinking, wait a minute, that's not cool. You're not supposed to study music theory if you're a rock musician. And so it was always a struggle for me. But I'd say in recent years, I've really found a great balance and feeling more instinctual than ever. At the same time, I have tons of spreadsheets and computer programs that I've written to help me along. And I'm firing on all cylinders for sure.
7 songs on this record, Spring, 3 more, as you mentioned, 28 songs in a calendar year. Is that a normal pace for you? Sounds like a lot. I don't know. I'm not a musician. It just sounds like a lot.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the songs are short. It's a lot. It's definitely a lot. And, you know, we've announced it, we've committed to doing it, and yet we haven't actually done it yet. So it'll be a challenge, but, you know, everyone knows what we're in for, and hopefully we don't drive our managers too crazy because it's going to be a ton of work.
That's Rivers Cuomo. Weezer's new album is the first of 4 that they're going to be releasing this year, all inspired by the season. Spring is coming out on Sunday, which happens to be the vernal equinox on this side of the globe. Rivers, thanks a lot.
Thank you.